long.
Yes.
Okay, what's her number?
081. Double four.
64 895. This is
the
big one now,
no? Yes, let's have the energy. We'll clap.
Yeah, we can put all those sound effects and stuff in.
Yeah. Maybe I'll give a countdown in 1, 2. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Martha.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did I disturb you? Are you asleep?
No.
You sound like you're sleeping or something.
No. I just woke up.
Okay. You sound like someone who's woke. So this is how you sound when you're awake.
Yeah.
Martha Festus.
Hi.
My name is Kathleen. I'm from Nova 103.5, which is a sister station to Omalunga.
And I'm Anna Penovali. We're calling you from Omalunga Radio and Nova 103.5, our sister station.
And there's a very big reason why we're calling you today. As you know, you were one of the 12 finalists in the Metro Community Heroes.
Okay.
Are you aware that you're part of the 12 finalists, the Metro Community Heroes?
Yes.
So who did you tell to vote for you?
Ooh, quite a lot of my friends.
Yeah. Are they good friends, though?
Yes.
Are you sure?
You never know, though.
All right. Okay. But you do trust them?
Yeah.
Okay, Martha, we have something to tell you. But before I tell you that, how was your day today?
It was boring.
Really?
Yeah. Boring? Why?
It was boring, not productive at all. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you talk of productive, what do you mean? What do you call it for you to say it was a productive day?
Just when you do something, you know, like I've been in bed the whole day. Usually it's either if I'm at the soup kitchen cooking for the kids, I'm doing business, but the whole day I was just in bed. I don't even know why.
No, but honey, you know what? You need those days too, especially someone like you is a community hero who's always out helping people. You deserve to take some time out as well. You need to recharge your battery. So it's a good thing that you're resting today.
So it's not boring. It wasn't boring. It was just you restoring your energy because you need to get some rest, you know? You're always busy. Who helps you at the soup kitchen, by the way?
Mostly my mom.
So the soup kitchen is at your house?
Yes.
All right, in Havana.
Mm.
What is it called? Porridge storage?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, now you're having a boring day, so Anna and I, we're going to disturb your day a little bit now.
No problem.
In a good way, I promise.
In a good way. We're not that bad.
Really?
We're not bad people. There's still kind people out there, even though apparently they are rare to find.
So we just quickly want to tell you that the Metro Community Heroes, out of the 12 finalists, there are four big winners, four people that get prizes. The fourth place gets 5,000 Namibian dollars. The third place gets 10,000 Namibian dollars. The third place, Anna?
Gets 15,000 Namibian dollars. No. The fourth place gets 5,000 Namibian dollars. The third place gets 10,000 Namibian dollars. The second place gets 15,000.
And the first prize
gets 30,000 Namibian dollars.
Now, which one do you think you won? Because you definitely won one of those four. But
yeah,
which
just
one
guess.
Do you think you won?
You are part of the winners. Let's tell you the good news. You are part of the winners of the fourth. The four winners, Metro Community Heroes finalist competition on Omalunga and Nova. Which one do you think? Yeah. Which one do you think you walked away with? Is it the fourth, third, second, or the first one?
Maybe the fourth.
Fourth is 5,000. So that's the reason why I asked. Do you have good friends? If it ain't the do you trust them?
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to be greedy or anything. Yeah.
Fourth place is 5,000.
And what would you do with the 5,000?
Basically, since like we don't really have sponsors, just to buy food for the kids, a stove, because we really wake up early just to cook, and also pots.
So you guys cook outside?
Yes.
With your mom? And who else?
And the rest, I look for volunteers to come help out because we have a lot of kids. So, yeah.
Do you stay with the kids at Havana, or do they come there just for their plate and then they leave, or do you live with them?
No, it's a soup kitchen, not an orphanage. So all they right. just come and go.
Okay.
Okay, well, now we have got amazingly news. Good news for you.
Before we announce the big news or amazing news, you say you want to buy pots. So what is your biggest dream or goal when you started this soup kitchen? What is it that you pray? I'm sure you pray that you pray and be like, oh, God, I want you to do this. What is it that you pray about when it comes to your soup kitchen that you initiated?
I always pray to get enough resources. I grew up myself in Havana and I witnessed a lot of kids suffer. So the aim is not to open a soup kitchen, it's an orphanage. Mm-hmm. So I always pray, like, and then there's people contact me, like teenagers that are abused. And then I just take them in. But since I don't have resources, they are forced, like, to sleep on mattresses, sometimes without proper blankets. And that. Yeah, so it's just to get enough resources because it's really hard to get sponsors. Mm. And, yeah.
Okay, Martha, what do you do for a living?
I have a business called Cassie Fruits.
You have a business called what?
Cassie Fruits and Veggies.
Cassie Fruits so and I Veggies.
Yes, so I deliver fruits and veggies, like, around windows.
And you're just 20 years old. Yes.
Yes.
You're such a strong lady. Cassie Fruits.
And you are still going to do amazing things, lady.
God bless what you're doing. I'm sure he will answer your prayers very soon because he's heard that he'll answer to those who wait. Martha Festus. Carlene and I are going to make your day nicer and cooler and exciting and productive because you said you had a boring day. It wasn't productive for you, but we feel like you need to rest because you are a queen. You're doing this for the community. So for us, it's not a boring day. You are just restoring your energy, like Carlene said. We have some good news for you. I don't know how, where to start. I'm really excited for you. Martha Festus, before I announce the prize that you won, because you are saying you would take the fourth prize. I don't know. I'm about to see this paper. Okay, let me touch this paper. Martha Festus, let me read this. Martha Festus is a 20-year-old lady from Havana informal settlement who started the feeding program called Porridge Storage at her house in Havana. Mm-hmm. Now that you're part of the 12 finalists, we ask the listeners of Mlunga Radio and Nova 103.5, our sister station, to vote for their favorite community hero, people that are helping, especially those ones that did it during COVID ever since the pandemic started last year in March. Your friends, your family, your neighbors, and maybe the kids that you feed are so good. And the listeners of Mlunga are so good as well in Nova because they're so loyal, they listened, and they voted for Martha Festus. She has 1,156 votes.
Yo.
1,156 votes. Martha Festus, you are our lucky winner for Metro Community Heroes. You walked away with 30,000 Namibian dollars.
Goodness, you guys are making me cry.
You are allowed to cry. I'm actually also shedding tears of joy with you. Congratulations, you are the winner. 30,000 Namibian dollars, Martha.
Thank you.
Please call your mom to cry with you because I'm also crying here.
Oh, sweet, I know. You are crying. Oh, Martha, 30,000 Namibian dollars for you.
How do you feel for you and your soup kitchen? We are not going to say do it for the soup kitchen. It's up to you to decide how you're going to do it.
Oh my God.
Are you going to buy the pots? Are you going to buy the stove? Are you going to buy...
She can buy the stove, the pots, and everything.
Yeah, everything. 30,000 Namibian dollars.
Right now I'm confused. Are you guys sure?
This is not a prank.
Can you check on that paper?
We
should check the what?
Oh my goodness.
We have so many. We had 12, but when we counted the votes, you walked away with so many votes, 1,156. I know you are excited. You are overwhelmed.
Oh my goodness.
Not a boring day anymore.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much. May God bless you guys.
God bless you too. God bless you for the thing that you're doing. You are just a 20-year-old. It's really rare to find young people that are doing that. But how do you feel?
honestly, I'm really happy and I really don't have words. Like, yeah, I don't have words. Like,
it's still going to sink in. Nando
moshwamba kunangwicha kucha pamoudi tengai pamoto kuilile. I can do it for you on your behalf.
Can you please do it for me? Thank you.
You gotta teach me that
wanted to give
I'll
up.
Do that. You wanted to give
actually
up.
I wanted to give up on the competition because I remember when we first started, when the people started voting for me, mm-hmm. it was not clear. They just said like a name and surname, so people thought they are entering my name. So most of my people entered my name, and then just later when I called you guys mm-hmm. to find out whether people are entering our name or their name, and then they were like, no, you have to enter their own name as the nominator. And then I was like, okay, but... Mm-hmm.
You don't need to give up. You started way back. So there's a say that says, before you give up, ask yourself why you started and don't quit. Just take some rest. Just like the same way you did it today. Congratulations. God bless you. Continue doing the things that must be done in the community of Havana. And just please say your final remarks. What do you have to say to the voters and the listeners of Nova and Omlunga Radio?
Firstly, I'll just like to thank God for making this possible. And secondly, I would like to thank everyone that voted. Like, thank you so much, guys. I have been annoying the people on my status. Please vote, guys. People even got annoyed.
It was worth it. It was worth it. It was worth sharing, guys.
And I would like to thank the rest of you guys' team. Like, thank you so much, and may God bless you. And don't end here, because I'm sure you guys are making a big difference in these kids' lives, because it's really not easy. Like, it's not easy. I remember last Saturday, the kids had to come to the soup kitchen. Unfortunately, I ran out of all the food, and I had no money on me. So I had to send back more than 300 kids back home.
So sweet.
Like, it was really heartbreaking. So this news really...
Kathleen
thank
is
you
feeling
so
emotional
much,
right now. Tale kukwena. You can also mix in a chwambo.
I'm not really good in a chwambo. No.
Okay. Sorry, I wish I had a tissue with me so I can give it to you. But I think if I meet you, we'll definitely just be hugging each other, even though we're not allowed to hug. Because I'm also feeling emotional right now. I'm so happy
yeah, right?
for you. Congratulations and God bless you. And congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
You're
super
welcome.
Awesome, honey. Sending you so much love. Congratulations again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, lastly.